This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We'll even put you on if you're a little bit drunk, although that's not preferable. We do like sober callers because sober callers make more sense. But again, you can call in, take over the
airwaves.
We're not
prejudiced.
855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And the we in studio tonight is me, Daryl, and Ellen.
Ellen. I'm eating.
I thought you still had a mouthful of tortellinis.
Well, maybe I do, but you shouldn't assume that I can't talk with my mouth full.
So I was not going to make you be rude and try to say something with your mouth full.
You know, I have a face for radio, which means that my face can also be eating while on radio.
Yeah, that's not what face for radio means. I have a face for radio. You are a very attractive young woman. So, you know, face for radio generally means an ugly guy.
Well, that's your opinion.
So, Ellen, tell us about the Russian people who are handing over their Superman and Wolverine and Coca-Cola t-shirts in favor of things that more appropriately show their devotion to the motherland.
Mother Russia. Well, this article that I have is from Reuters.com, and it is titled, Russians Hand in Western T-Shirts and Patriotic Fashion Drive, which makes it sound very glitzy, by Alessandra Prentice. Looking to put a patriotic spin on international sanctions over Ukraine, a local group is touring Moscow, urging passers-by to swap their Western-branded T-shirts for homegrown tops sporting pro-Russian slogans. Sanctions don't make my Iskanders laugh, reads one T-shirt referring to a Russian missile system. And I actually had to look into this missile system, seeing as I'm very curious about this Iskander.
What is the Iskander?
It is a very heavy and very accurate missile that the Russians designed themselves.
So is it sort of the Russian equivalent to, like, the Patriot missile?
I'm not really sure what the Patriot missile is.
The Patriot missile was one of the ones that the U.S. military used during the 1991 Gulf War against Saddam.
I'm not really sure. I'm just assuming that Russian technology is like 20 years behind whatever America has. I'm not really sure. Maybe you should look this up and read me the specs since you're so good at, you know, being detailed. Because all I know is that this is a very large missile and it's very accurate.
Very large, very accurate.
Yes, and very deadly.
The only reason that I brought up the Patriot missile was as far as, you know, like American missiles, that's the one that Americans could name. Most Americans could tell you, oh, yeah, the Patriot missiles. We fired those on Saddam. But people couldn't really tell you anything else about it.
Right. Well, from what I remember, these missiles can travel several hundred miles and still be accurate within 200 meters,
which is
pretty good.
It sounds like it might be the Russian equivalent to the U.S. Patriot missile.
Right.
Okay, tell me more about...
The Topol is not afraid of sanctions, says another, vaunting the power of a Russian intercontinental ballistic missile. And this is also a missile that I looked up, and it's massive. It's about 30 meters long, which to Americans, let me translate,
that's about 100 feet.
Yep. And this one can actually be transported on trucks, although it's much harder to maintain, so usually they just keep them in silos.
Oh, okay. So is that the one? Do you remember the movie Spies Like Us?
No.
With...
I wish I did.
Chevy Chase. It probably came out before you were born.
Before my time. I don't know.
There was a movie with Chevy Chase and some other funny guy. I don't remember who.
Was it Woody Allen?
No, it wasn't Woody Allen.
I
said
know.
Funny.
Don't say that Woody Allen's not funny.
Dan Aykroyd. It was Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd, and they thought that they were spies in the Soviet Union, but it turned out that they were actually the decoy spies, and they were trying to find some large Russian missile that was being carried through Siberia on some truck, and they had to deactivate this nuclear warhead thing that was on it. And it was a very funny movie, so I'm just wondering if that was a Topol, since you mentioned that it can be transported on a truck.
Possibly. Maybe you should search that.
I think I will.
Okay. Well, as you're searching, I will continue reading. A bus decorated with the blue, white, and red of the Russian flag, which, can I just interject? I don't know why they put blue, white, and red instead of red, white, and blue. Maybe it's too reminiscent of American, and they don't want to tie Russia with America.
But and actually, I think
it's just slightly
white,
irritating.
Red, and blue. I believe that their tricolor has a white bar, a red bar, and then a blue bar on the bottom. Or maybe it's white, blue, red.
I don't know. Either way, like, I just know that they purposely mixed up the order just so that it wouldn't be tied back to
right.
American sentiment.
But those are the three colors that are the most common on
every flag, yes. Because, you know, red and blue are both primary colors, and white goes with everything. So come on, people, come on. Anyway, a bus decorated with the red, white, and blue of the Russian flag has already exchanged 10,000 tops this week and is due to keep on touring the capital until October 6th. Everyone's been responding well, even foreigners. People are giving up their shirts with pleasure, said Anastasia Zadorina, the campaign's designer, wearing one of her own creations. We have our own cool things without Coca-Cola. Western nations have imposed an array of sanctions on Russia in response to its involvement in the conflict in Ukraine, including its annexation of Crimea earlier this year, which I hope that you can explain a little bit, Daryl, just to give some context.
So Crimea is a peninsula that the Russian Federation claims is now part of Russia. The Ukrainian central government claims that it's part of Ukraine. But Crimea is one of these weird sort of things to where before 1952, Crimea was part of Russia, part of the Russian Soviet Republic within the USSR, which was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. And then Crimea was gifted to the Ukrainian Socialist Republic that was also within the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. So it was one of these things that was like an internal land shift because the Soviet president at the time, Nikita Khrushchev, wanted his republic to be larger than it was, so he gifted Crimea to Ukraine. So a lot of the people that live in Crimea are ethnically...
He just gave away all those people?
Right, but it was an internal shift. So it would be akin to, say, Winchester, New Hampshire being gifted to Massachusetts.
No.
It's still within the U.S., but it doesn't really make a lot of difference because it's not an independent entity.
Or, right, well, not to you, but those people are becoming Massachusetts people at that point, and
okay.
I'm not going to say the name that most people from Massachusetts are called because I don't know if it's a curse or not,
right.
But nobody wants to be known as that thing.
Let me use a different example. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
The UP?
The
Upers?
UP. If the Upers became Minnesotans instead of being Michiganders.
Michiganians?
Whatever. But if they were no longer the extra part of the hand. Like, everybody knows that Michigan is the hand, and then there's that little extra part that's up at the top.
It's the mitten and the rabbit.
So,
and there's even conflict over whether it's Michigander or Michiganian.
Okay.
Personally, I like Michiganian just because it sounds zany.
But if the Upper Peninsula was, you know, for some reason just gifted to Minnesota.
Or Canada. That'd be weird.
Or Canada. Then, Canada, then it becomes an international dispute. I'm just trying to think of an equivalent of giving Crimea to Ukraine within the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. it didn't change what country those people were in.
Okay.
But now, you know, 20 some odd years after the fall of the USSR, and it's debated whether or not the people in Crimea actually wanted to go back to Russia. We can talk more about that when we come back on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL, or not the SACL, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. That's how you can call in to take control of the airwaves Ellen has been telling us about the new trend in Russia to hand in your Western-themed T-shirts. And if you want to, you know, if you're too shy to call, you can chat with other listeners and watch the webcam. The webcam, there's one that points at Ellen's lovely face. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. I'm not sure. Every now and then, Ellen jumps into the chat room. Not sure if she's in there
periodically.
Tonight.
Yep. I'm in there right now.
But
I'm watching. You think I'm not seeing what you're writing in there?
You can watch the webcam and chat with other listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. So, Ellen, I was explaining a little bit about the history of Crimea because you had asked. And I hate myself because I was 2 years off on when Crimea was transferred from Russia to Ukraine within the USSR. It was 1954, not 1952.
Gosh, how did you not know that? I feel like that's just general knowledge. Like, everybody knows when Crimea went.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. So, I didn't know. I didn't know you were wrong. I had no inkling. But thank you for correcting yourself.
Yeah, well, I was pulling up info to make sure that I was right on the date and also to give a little bit of the more updated history, because after the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, Crimea was considered an autonomous republic within Ukraine, meaning that they had extra levels of freedom, that they didn't necessarily have to abide by all of the Ukrainian laws. There were laws that they could have that didn't apply outside of Crimea. And again, it's questionable the validity of the vote of whether or not people in Crimea actually voted to join Russia and to leave Ukraine. But regardless, I still support the concept of self-determination, meaning that people should have the right, if they don't want to be part of one country, to say, we don't want to be part of this country anymore. And not just whether or not a majority of people decide that they want to remain or leave, but down to the individual level. I think that every person living in Crimea that said, I don't want to be part of Ukraine, should not have to be part of Ukraine, and they should be able to stay in their house where they live. And if those people also said, I don't want to be part of Russia, then okay, fine, you're not part of Russia either. Same thing goes with Scotland, where they recently had their independence vote that wound up being unsuccessful.
Right. They didn't get independence, did they?
No, they did not.
That's pretty unfortunate.
But there's questions over the validity of that vote as well.
Right. How can you tell if the vote was, you know, changed in some way?
Right.
You never know. Well, this is crazy conspiracy. Maybe there are people who really feel nationalistic, but I watched the independence debate. And I personally think the independence portion had more sense and validity than the the side that wanted to stay in the United Kingdom.
Right. So tell us more about the people in Russia and why they hate Superman and Coca-Cola.
All right, so this Reuters article goes on to say, the punitive measures have limited Russia's access to foreign money, sent the ruble to historic lows, and slowed economic growth to a crawl. Russia has responded by banning many Western food products and appealing to patriotic fervor. Well, that sounds familiar. We can live without oysters and Parmesan and without Western fashion, Zadarina said. We don't want to offend anyone, we just love our homeland. And that sounds a lot like something that somebody would say living under Stalin.
That sounds like something people would say living in the U.S. We don't need those Russian products.
Right, but this is...
I don't want real vodka and caviar.
I'm just saying this is not new for Russia. Well, I guess there's a lot of nations that have had nationalistic fervors in the past. But
right,
Russia in particular has had not such a good history as far as that goes. Like the Red Revolution and everything. Nothing as far as Russian history was ever pleasant. And anybody who says that they love Mother Russia, in my mind, it just seems like they're trying to hang on to this wonderful picture of a glorious empire that just really is a thin veneer on a very corrupt and dying interior.
But it's not just people that say, I love Mother Russia, but people that talk about the fatherland or, you know, the Union or the United States, people that are ultra-nationalistic of my country is the greatest.
My homeland.
My government can do no wrong. That is the mentality of people that aren't really thinking straight.
Right, and well, it just doesn't make economic sense. Like, just because there are sanctions where you can't have access to these things doesn't mean you should just be like, well, guess I hate it now.
Right.
Like, just because I can't have access to Coca-Cola, that means that I don't want it ever again.
Right, but there were people, remember when the Apple iStore removed the blockchain Bitcoin app from their iStore? There were a lot of Bitcoin users that then made videos of themselves shooting and blowing up their Apple products.
No, I don't remember.
I can't download the app anymore. It hasn't been removed from the device that I have it on, but it's no longer available as a download, so therefore I'm going to blow up my $500 iPhone, my $1,000 iPad, my iMac, and everything else Apple-related.
Yeah, that's just a really silly waste of money, whereas this is more like recalcitrance, I guess. It's just spiteful. Although Russia is becoming increasingly isolated, President Vladimir Putin has won backing at home, with a survey by the independent Levada pollster putting support for him at 86% in September, the highest since 2008. And I'm waiting just a second for the page to load. Sorry, this is going on. Some of the t-shirts on offer were printed with pictures of military hardware, while others are decorated with an image of the knotted red necktie, synonymous with the communist pioneer movement of the former Soviet Union. So, this article is saying that they're handing out t-shirts with the hammer and sickle on them, and military hardware. Like, so they're promoting socialism and violence, and I don't know. I find this a little shocking.
But think about a lot of the products that are for sale here in the U.S.
They're mostly sexualized. I don't really see too much actual, like, violence. And, like, where do you see a hammer and sickle?
Seeing hammer and sickle, but look at all of the camouflage stuff.
That's
all,
true.
All of the military-worshipping stuff that
Good
is
point.
For sale. It's not that different. Here, the only difference is they have Vladimir Putin, we have Barack Obama, they have the motherland, we have Lady Liberty. You can call in.
Save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is how you can call in and take over the airwaves. Again, 855-450-3733. We will get to your calls in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about ExpressCoin.com. I had mentioned earlier how you can earn some Bitcoin, but now I'm going to tell you how you can buy some Bitcoin, but not just Bitcoin. Also, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, and Dogecoin. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. All of those that I mentioned, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin, you can get all of those at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are licensed as a money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, or by making a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, you can get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice, of the ones that they offer, and you pay no fee. Anything over $40, it is a minimal fee of 3%. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. So, Ellen, finish telling us about the people in Russia who are turning over and handing in their T-shirts that have references to Western companies such as Coca-Cola.
The self-styled ideologist behind the campaign, Xenia Melnikova, said the project was not funded by the Kremlin. The group's website lists Moscow's Vnukovo Airport and two other Russian firms as corporate partners. We're also going to Crimea 100%. Other regions are inviting us also, said Melnikova. The Western Church will be recycled or used to make a political artwork, she added. Askana, a 25-year-old student, said she was happy to support the patriotic campaign and swap in her Western top for new Russian design. It will all be okay in the end, though. We'll be friends again with the West before long, she said, which is an optimistic ending, but I still think it's slightly ignorant to swap a shirt that sports some brand or item that you might support for something that represents violence and degradation, really.
Right, but isn't showing any kind of support for any government really showing a support for violence? Because, after all, that's what governments do.
Yeah, and I would say especially so in Russia, just because the extreme amount of, like, socialism that it dabbles in. But I can't really blame people for having nationalistic sentiments. Like, they've grown up, they've lived in this area their entire lives. It's all they know. Of course they love it. They have to, because this is all that they have. And to them, it might seem like a great life just because they've never seen anything better. And maybe they're under some sort of pressure. Maybe they feel, like, frightened if they say anything negative. I don't know.
What do you mean it's all that they have?
I mean,
nationalism,
if you live in a place, if you were born in Russia, if you grew up in Russia, if you lived in the same place your entire life, that is the only life you know. You don't know what it's like to be an American. You don't know what it's like to live in South America or Africa or
just
Australia.
But just because you only live in one country your entire life doesn't mean that you have to be nationalistic. It doesn't mean that you have to be a xenophobe.
No, it doesn't mean that. But if you're just an average person, then I'm assuming, a lot of these people probably don't have that much access to knowledge outside of their country. I'm guessing that what they see, especially within Russia, of, you know, like Russian propaganda, they probably have this idea that Russia is a very great country and they're lucky that they live there.
Okay, and people in the U.S. have the same thoughts. The U.S. is the greatest country ever, even though survey after survey where they look at anecdotal evidence shows that the U.S. is barely in the top 15.
Yeah, and how much would you laugh at somebody if you went out to Walmart one day and you saw somebody wearing a shirt that said, "Communism, you can say that to my AK-47. Or my double-barrel shotgun." Like, wouldn't that person be making a joke out of themselves? Wouldn't you go up to that person and be like, "You have no idea what you're promoting right now.
You are just saying,
I'm going to fight your ideology with my violence because that's all I know."
I wouldn't even engage that person.
But you'd be a little frightened, wouldn't you? Just a tiny twinge of, like, there's evil there somewhere.
I don't think I would even be frightened. It would be a thing of, I already know, I can tell that we are not going to have a lot of common ground.
Right, but it's
just like if I see somebody that has a bunch of bumper stickers on the back of their car promoting, you know, like, "Let's go kill people," I'm not going to have a lot in common with them.
No, but you can still see that and be a little concerned. Like, obviously this person is lacking in the ideology department if they're promoting violence as a way to argue.
Certainly. Let's go to the phones. Habu is calling in from Madison, Wisconsin, wants to talk about Russia. Habu, you are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you for the opportunity. Good evening to both of you. I'm somewhat bemused listening to this conversation socialism or thought in Russia. Let me just give you the opposite. And you're not pointing fingers as if it's it's all negative or what have you. But let me just say this. Here in the United States, where we have really open channels, more or less anything is open. You can get to most things, except to those books that you were talking about in the first hour. People, before 2003, 60 to 70% of people believed what the administration was telling them about Saddam, and Condoleezza Rice was talking about the mushroom cloud. So people fell for this. And now, with these kind of beheadings made for TV, you're seeing that almost 60 to 70% of the Americans want to have action in bomb Syria and Iraq. And this is how many times we've done this, for the millionth time since about 30 years ago. So even, you know, yes, the Russians are somewhat of an isolated people, but us Americans, and maybe even other Westerners who live in such open, free societies, are still swept by the same hysteria that we see in the Russians. But, you know, there's one difference. Since World War II, I don't think Russia or the Soviet Union then, and then subsequently Russia, have killed enough people around the world as the United States. I mean, that is incandescently clear. So, you know, and even Putin, for all that he's done, he's actually rescued Russia from the brink of disaster, where this would have been a disaster for the world, where people were doing so badly with Yeltsin that there was really fear among military elites that some of these suitcase nuclear bombs would be sold off mercenary groups or to some governments, which would then be used against. So anyway, that's what all I have to say. And thank you for the courtesy.
Abu, thank you very much for the call. And he's right. The Russian government hasn't killed anywhere near as many people as the American government since World War II.
Not outside of the country.
More when we come back.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com. Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Z September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, take over the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Okay, and we have Skype, too.
Woo!
I have neglected to mention Skype, and we got a Skype call that we'll take here in just a moment, but you can Skype in. The username is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first. That way you can send the chat message of what topic it is that you want to talk about. And if you miss any of the shows, it's okay. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com. And there's archives going all the way back to late 2006. That's nearly 8 years of archives that are available for free. Other syndicated talk radio programs, they want to charge you for their archives. We give them to you for free. Again, you can find full show archives at archives.freetalklive.com. And again, that goes back all the way to late 2006. So going now to Skype, Dave in Montana is on the Skypes. And if you have Skype, it sounds so much better. It sounds almost like you are in studio with us. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, yo, Free Talk Live. How you doing tonight?
We're doing all right.
I want to talk about Russia a little. It's only natural that they be not wanting to use Western things because we sanctioned them. We're telling Russia, you can't sell oil in rubles. You got to use
petrodollars.
Dollars, yeah. You can't blame them. You know, if somebody came here and told us we can't be using our money for something, we'd be freaking out.
Right. Well, I'm not blaming them. Like, I'm not saying that what they're doing is wrong. I'm just saying that it's a little spiteful. And you know, if I had something that I liked, if I had something that I liked that was Russian, and then all of a sudden Russia was like, "Nope, you got sanctions now," I wouldn't just give up that product.
So if you
I
had
like the product,
if you had,
it's just the country I don't like.
If you had Russian nesting dolls or some kind of vodka that you got imported from Russia, you wouldn't pour the vodka down the sink. You would still
drink the vodka.
No,
I'd drink that
thing. I wouldn't either.
What's that?
I wouldn't either. I'm not a person like that, you know, because I don't even think we should be, telling other countries what they could be using to buy stuff with, you know. And Russia is teaming up with China right now. They're building a whole new canal through Nicaragua right now. So they're going to avoid the Panama Canal, and they're going to – it's like a brick unification. The BRICS, Brazil, Russia, China, India, and South Africa. They're going to make their own little bank. It's going to be interesting in the next few years when the BRICS get moving.
Yeah, well, good for that.
So tell us more about this canal through Nicaragua.
Yeah, China's building it, and now Russia joined in with China, and they're going to put a brand new canal right across Nicaragua. And it's funny, USA just sent 200 Marines down there to Honduras, probably real close to Nicaragua, under the assumption of weather protection, you know, to treat the people, you know, help train the people.
Right, you know, they're not there for anything related. They're just there on some separate mission, right?
Well, I don't know. Why would you send Marines to train for
you know, this isn't the first time I've heard of something like this.
Hurricane.
Yeah.
You know, you would send the FEMA people, maybe, you know. I don't, the Marines. Well, now that I know that China and Russia is making a big canal across Nicaragua, now it kind of makes sense. But they're China and Russia and Brazil, India, and South Africa, man. That's like 2/3 of the world's population. You know, there's really no stopping the BRICS once they get unified and get momentum.
So what do you think they're going to wind up doing once they wind up, as you say, getting unified and getting momentum, and after this canal gets built?
They use their own banks. They use their own banks until the Federal Reserve to take a hike, to shove off.
Well, okay, good for them. I mean, what's wrong with that?
How does that affect my data?
They don't want that. America doesn't want that. Right now, you can't sell oil without using U.S. dollars, and the United States Navy is like the oil police.
Well,
you can't be shipping oil anywhere without it being bought and sold in American dollars.
Well, that's like saying that you can't barter. Like, you can sell oil. Everybody values oil for something. Like,
yeah,
I'm
but
sure
Americans really don't know that. There's like a rule, you don't sell oil in the world without using USA dollars. And I'm like aghast at that, because that's all against what America is all about, freedom, right?
Well, that's the claim, that America is about freedom. But when you look at the history of the country, you know, the governments have consistently done, you know, unfree, anti-freedom things. The first president of the United States under the Constitution that we have now sent in the militia to go enforce a tax on whiskey just a few years after having fought a war against Britain because of a tax.
And
the stamp tax.
George Washington had a distillery at that time, too. So I guess it was like a monopoly thing, too. He was probably selling booze on the side.
Yeah, and freedom in a country that still allowed slavery, that's a little questionable, too.
Right.
And once you find out, investigate fractional reserve banking, man, it's totally un-American.
It's magic, though. I mean, they just create money. That's how it's taught in high school, anyway.
And you find out every country we're, like, involved with doesn't use that kind of banking. You know, I mean, the ones we're trying to bomb.
I would want to see some anecdotal evidence on that, because fractional reserve banking, it's not just something that the U.S. Federal Reserve does. It's something that has been done for centuries, and it's not, you know, like I said, it's not a creation of the U.S. federal government. It's not a creation of the Federal Reserve. It's something that has been happening for centuries. So I would want some sort of evidence to support the claim
the
that
the Federal Reserve kind of made it into an art.
Right. Anyway. I'm not going to deny that, but to claim that the countries that the U.S. government is bombing don't have fractional reserve banking, that is a little hard for me to believe.
It's like take the central bank or get bombed. What do you think, Iran? If you look at
every government in the every country in the world has a central bank, Dave.
Not every one of them. No, they don't. A lot of them do the Muslim banking, and that has nothing to do with Federal Reserve stuff.
I didn't say every country uses the Federal Reserve. I said they have a central bank. That's different.
They want to make one world money, see, is what they're doing. And they want everybody on that fractional reserve banking system. They don't want no other system. And if you look at where all the problems are in the globe right now, it's on the old Silk Trail, where every border and pass on that Silk Trail, the northern route and the southern route, Iran is right in the middle of it. They've been wanting a train track from England to Beijing for forever, ever since, you know, Genghis Khan. And
they didn't have trains when Genghis Khan was around.
Well, I'm saying they wanted...
They did have roving hordes,
though. They wanted a whole the Silk Road.
Trade? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, everything. It's all about tolls and everything. The whole Silk, they want to build a highway from, you know, Europe all the way to China, right? And they got to go through Iran because Iran is perfectly situated right under the Black Sea, all the way down to the Red Sea and the Indian Ocean, I guess.
Well, they could go through Russia, but that's definitely not preferable. Dave, thanks for the call. We've got other callers that we have to take. We are now going to Ray in Pennsylvania, who wants to talk about Roku. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hi, Daryl. I recently noticed that you have an LRN.FM Roku channel. And,
yes, we do.
Yeah. And I just wanted to I don't know if you guys mentioned it on the air or not, but I myself find it to be very convenient. Because of my situation with my computer, it's just really convenient for me to turn on the Roku channel. And
all right, Ray, hold on. We're at the end of hour two. Hold on. We'll bring you back after the news. And, of course, you can call in 855-450-FREE.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.